How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. The human species is not in a good state, and many people actually don't even realize how bad the state is that we are in, because it is normal. Everywhere we go, we see sick people, but many people don't even realize anymore that all these people are sick. A good friend of mine always says, let's take away all the support that people are getting. Let's take away medicine. I'm talking about drugs, pills. Let's take away medicine. Let's take away hearing aids. Let's take away glasses. Let's take away fake teeth. Let's take away everything that is unnatural in a way. I guess everything is natural that exists in this world. But you know what I mean. Everything that supports people in some way that wouldn't be there in nature. That is not God-given, that we haven't been born with. And if we would do that, the world would crumble. Like, especially the Western societies and the industrial states, they would just crumble. They wouldn't even be able to sustain themselves anymore because the people are so sick and rely on all these hearing aids and medicine and all these things to function on some, at least some level. We are reliant on drugs, coffee to get up in the morning, and alcohol in the evening, on the weekends to forget the shitty life that we've been living during the week. And to be honest, I don't really want to get negative and everything, but if we look at the world, this is still the state that most of the population is living in. Yes, not everybody is like super unhappy and super sick, but if we all knew what we truly could experience if we would live a natural lifestyle, then the awakening and the levels of consciousness and the levels of freedom and happiness we could all experience is unthinkable. Right now, even people on raw food or who are into fruitarianism, who fast, who have been cleaning their bodies and becoming more emotionally balanced and everything, even these people, most of them, I would say, don't really know the levels we can really reach, because it is a constant growth, it is a constant learning curve. But the more people are jumping on this train and cleaning out their bodies, becoming healthy, becoming in balance, living more in tune with nature, doing some gardening, some permaculture, respecting the nature more, the more we will do that, and the more people will jump on this path of self-healing, on this healing journey path, the better the world will look like. And we can truly restore the Garden Eden on Earth again. And it is happening. Right now, a lot of stuff is happening too, that doesn't really look like we are going in the right direction, but it needs to happen, because order can only be created out of chaos. There always needs to be chaos first, so we can have order after it. We can have structure again, we can have a balance again. This is how nature balances itself out. Sometimes there's a huge catastrophe, sometimes there's a big outbreak of some virus right now. Even though I honestly don't really believe in it, like the whole official story, but this could be an episode for another time maybe. But honestly, most people, as I said before, they can't even imagine the state that we can truly live in, the blissful state, because they haven't even experienced it. And this is the allegory, is that how you say it? I don't know. What I want to say is the Plato's cave. This is what Plato was explaining when he was talking about the cave. There are people in the cave who don't even know that they are in a cave, because that's all they know. If we are born into this world, this is what like we only see and experience our life from our own experience. Everything that we experienced from since the time we were born, this is most of the stuff that we know. This is how we see the world. This is how we perceive it. So if we've never been into the jungle and maybe doing some plant medicine or eating some fruits, doing some fasting, meditation, yoga, like whatever people feel called to do, which is raising their vibration, which is creating more awareness, all of these things can really give us experiences that we've never seen before because most people are not doing it. So it is really important for us to step out of our way, to step out of our comfort zone and to do something that we haven't done before so we can learn something new, we can grow, and we can experience something, and we can help raise the vibration of the whole earth and bring everything back in balance. If we stay in our ways, if we just keep living our life, having a 9-to-5 job, paying taxes, going to the supermarket to get the food, not really becoming in tune with where the food comes from, who is growing the food, is the food actually healthy, are there any additives in there, all of these things, we really need to get, not, I wouldn't say necessarily back to something, it's more like stepping forward. Even if some people would say, oh, that's like, we need to have more technology, we need to make progression. I would say the biggest thing that we all need right now is permaculture, growing our own food and becoming self-sustained, becoming non-reliant on external influences, forces, like electricity, and governments, systems, structures that are putting everything into place. Yes, in small communities we would have structures too, but they aren't, or they shouldn't be, imposing any rules or putting down anybody. Everybody should have the same rights, so we can all flourish and nourish each other and grow together. So, yeah, this podcast episode was a bit all over the place in a way, but this was just what was coming up for me. So, yeah, this is exactly what I needed to share in this moment, I guess. So anyways, if you made it to this point, as always, I really, really appreciate you tuning in into this podcast. And if you feel like this is some information that could bring some value to other people that you know, maybe some friends, some family members who might be interested into what I'm sharing, then please send them the link to this podcast, maybe this episode or some other episode or the podcast in general. And yeah, that's kind of it. Also, if you want to connect with me on Instagram, you can do so by searching for Fabio Bellanova on Instagram. And feel free to leave me some feedback. Send me a message or a voice message on Instagram. And I'd always love hearing feedback about my podcast episodes. People have been telling me they really enjoy the episodes. They love hearing or listening to it when they are on the way to work, or when they go for walks, or in the morning. It's like really helping them to stay on their path, and it makes me so happy to hear that. So please get back to me, please leave me some feedback, and yeah, as I already said, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day. Bye bye.